You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
2 years at the mic, they've been, oh, what a ride. John and Gordy spinning stories side by side. Coffee cup steaming, early mornings alive. Uh-huh. Radio waves where the spirits thrive. Cool guests rolling in like a breeze through the door. Stories stacking up, who could ask for more? Too many more shows, to laughter and cheers. Civic Media magic, two golden years.
Okay. All right.
With coffee in hand and tales to unfold. John and Gordy's legend.
I'm dropping my plate. There goes my food.
Good morning.
Yikes.
John and Gordy for Friday. 7 minutes past the hour. It's cold to start things out. 4 degrees, highs in the mid-20s for today. Clouds this morning. Maybe a little light snow along the way later. And, yes, John.
Well, we have a text from Larry.
Oh, what does Larry have
Deerfield,
to say?
He said, we had one of those cafeteria-type places.
Oh, the Swedish smorgasbord?
No, I don't know. In Eau Claire. So maybe it was one of those food mats.
Okay.
Right?
Automats?
Automats.
Well, possibly so.
Could be.
I know we have Savannah Tomei Olson standing by, but we have to fire off the grown-up gift list text to win multi-state contest because it's a 7 o'clock hour. I know, we got phone calls coming in. I know, we've got people want to talk to us, but first, we got to get the keyword out there so people can have a chance to win $200 cash today and get in on the chance to win one of three grand prizes, either a snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
This hour's keyword is polar, P-O-L-A-R, polar, like the polar vortex, polar, P-O-L-A-R. That's the keyword. Get that in before 8 o'clock this morning. There'll be other keywords at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m., and everybody gets a chance, once you get in, to get one of those grand prizes. You can download the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send that keyword in. Polar is the keyword. P-O-L-A-R. All right. You can go to civicmedia.us for contest details. Okay.
All right.
Let's
right.
move on here.
I missed Larry's follow-up text to us, the Jolly Troll.
Yes.
Most famously refers to an iconic Swedish smorgasbord restaurant chain in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities, from the 1960s and 70s, known for animated trolls, all-you-can-eat buffets, and Swedish dishes.
Animated trolls?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like something they'd have in Mount Horeb, right?
There was also a separate recent alternative... indie music track by the Mod Gods of Nod called the Jolly Troll. So there you go.
Okay.
Little history, and have to say that I make Swedish meatballs.
Oh, do you?
For the kids.
Oh, yeah. they like those?
Oh, they're great.
Okay.
Really is.
Wonderful.
All right.
Do we have Savannah waiting?
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, let's get to Savannah.
Let's find out what headlines are happening around the area. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
We're doing
good.
All right.
Good.
What's happening in your world? What's newsworthy that we need to know about?
Now, I want to talk about basically the economic picture for some people here in Madison and Dane County, and we can use one example, and that's the workers at the Hilton Monona Terrace. So that's the hotel that's actually connected to the terrace. It has that skywalk.
Yes.
They just voted in August to join a union. Mm. They're still negotiating their first contract, but their union did this study and they found that everybody who's working 40 up to 60 hours a week sometimes, out of all of those people, we're talking about drivers, bartenders, cooks, room attendants, there are a third of them who are either on BadgerCare Medicaid or don't have insurance at all. And on average, they're making $18 an hour. And here in Madison, to have a modest, you know, not updated, just enough space, two bedroom, you need to be able to make $28 an hour.
Yeah.
And that's really just what a lot of people in our area are dealing with at this point with the way our economy looks right now.
Wow. So they're rallying for their first union contract. Is that what I understand you to say?
That's right. So it's been almost 6 months and they're still waiting and they're still negotiating. Waiting. It can be such a long process, you know?
Wow. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
That seems kind of a long period of time if you have a union working for you, right?
Right.
So, wow.
Well, and the process to start a union is so lengthy and can be so complicated. Everybody I've talked to who's ever joined one, you know, we had the people over at Festival Foods on Eastwash who just joined a union earlier this year. I mean, it took them almost a year just to get everything in order before they could even start the negotiation process.
Yeah.
It takes a really long time to get it all going and, you know, deal with the labor relations board and all that.
Well, I hope they get that all together. I mean, certainly, you know, higher pay and more pay would certainly help. And it's a great hotel. I've been there.
Yeah. What else is happening newsworthy? Yeah.
Anything change on the isthmus over here? the drive on John Nolan? Any good news at all?
I have good news. Okay, so have you guys seen the tree in the Capitol yet this year?
No, but we were talking with Pam Yonke a little while ago
it. And so I saw a news story on it. They did show the tree. It was gorgeous, but you could hardly see it.
Mm-hmm. It has thousands of ornaments on it this year, and it's all it's all made by kids across Wisconsin. Oh. They made them in school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And USA Today nominated our holiday tree for their top 10 best public holiday lights displays all over the country. And then they announced this week what those top 10 were actually going to be. And we made the list. It was number 7 of everywhere in the country, the pretty holiday things to go look at. So there's some good news.
That
is
pretty cool.
If you've gone and seen the tree, go check it out.
All right.
Okay, we'll do that. All right,
sounds
Savannah.
Great.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you checking in with us. You have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks a bunch.
All right.
That's Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News.
Take the kids down there and check it out. Yeah, all handmade children's ornaments.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It is.
Can you imagine going through all of the entries and all of the ornaments?
No.
Wow. I mean, I would hate to turn back any, even ones that look kind of, you know, bad. I mean, you feel bad. You're sorry for them. You know, you just want to put it up on
it's
the
kids.
Tree anyway, right?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. All right, let's go to the phone lines first before we get to any other stuff here. Dick, what do you got for us this morning?
Good morning.
Two things. How about Trump's response now yesterday about affordability? Mm. You rubes don't appreciate what I've done for you?
Yeah,
that's what he actually
and then
said.
And I figured out his immigration policy. It's this. If you're hardworking and work two jobs, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got $1 million, you're in. And if you've got money to bail yourself out of prison, you're in.
Exactly. Sounds like a plan. Yeah.
Well, you know, the fact that, Trump couldn't even get these Republicans on the same page as far as passing the tax credits for the ACA.
Right.
And now they've just kind of let that slide by. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
They're trying to go around it. There's still plans. I don't even know why they keep teasing us with this, because then it just disappoints us each and every week, each and every day they try this stuff. It doesn't work.
Right.
We're not getting anywhere with this.
Well, and Trump had another loss in Indiana. They were trying to do some redistricting, and the Republicans voted this down.
They voted it
overwhelmingly down.
They did not want to do it.
They did not want to go, and they were pressured a lot by the Trump administration to do this.
And by the governor.
And they said no.
The governor was really disappointed, too. But they don't want to join this craziness, this insanity that's going on, and be told what to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody's talking about how the dominoes are falling away from Trump at this point. They're kind of abandoning him. He's finding out that his popularity isn't there either anymore.
That's so, dropping like a rock.
Dropping like a rock.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, yeah.
Not good for him, anyway.
But, you know, yesterday we talked about the health care subsidies, and Chris Hayes was talking about it. Bernie Sanders was talking about it. I would just want to play this cut for everybody in case you might have missed it yesterday afternoon. This is cut 93. And they were talking about what's happening here to get that thing passed in Congress, because it's, you know, it's ongoing. So let's listen to this cut.
So this is what the GOP proposal, I think, is going to be in the Senate tomorrow. It would do away with the enhanced tax credits. Instead, it would take that money for those tax credits, put it into health savings accounts for those who purchase bronze level or catastrophic plans on the ACA exchange. And they say this will help Americans pay for out-of-pocket costs. And they say it's better if we turn Americans into more active consumers of their health care. What do you think of that?
I think it's absurd and, you know, just totally bogus policy.
It is.
Bronze plan has very high deductibles. It is, if you get seriously ill, you are in deep trouble because you're not going to be able to have the insurance coverage that you need. They give you $1,000 or $1,500. That could pay for some minor health care needs. But it is nowhere near protecting people who are going to see a doubling or a tripling in their health care premiums.
There you go.
And that's Bernie Sanders, along with Chris Hayes.
Now, you know, we've been talking about this for an awful long time, and it's time that we just, you know, go with universal health care.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to play a little part of this, because this is just how complicated the Republicans think it should be in this cut 102. Let's play this, all right? Here we go.
So our bill forces, again, all health care providers to show you the true cost. This turns patients back into consumers. It is the only industry in America where we don't allow consumerism. And the ACA has just complicated this.
No.
This will mean $1,000 a month per family. If we put on our, if we adopt our price tags bill, it'll save the average American family $1,000 a month. Original Obamacare subsidies are not expiring,
they
typically cover about 80% of the premiums. I'm willing to extend those for a year as long as we get some of these other things, as long as there's long-term reform. We get our price tag bills, we address the fraud, and then what we would do is slowly start putting money into your healthcare savings account. Let me say that again. The federal government, rather than sending money to the insurance companies, we're going to put money in your healthcare savings account to pay towards your deductibles. Remember, your deductibles under Obamacare.
These people are crazy. Can you imagine the complicated system they would have put in place?
No.
Now, those are exactly the conditions we had before the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Didn't work.
Well, we had to go to Obamacare because of that.
Right.
And they want to go back to a market system, you know, because people, you know, get diseases by choice, right? And then we want to get it treated by choice. Yeah. Then we want to go to all the hospitals in town and check out their board where they have listed the price of each and every operation
that
you can get, and all the doctors and the anesthesiologists, everybody. Bill, it's all right up there.
Sure.
Right up on the board.
That'll work.
Well, you make a decision that way.
Okay.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
It is nuts.
Okay. Let's see.
There's a reason why it's not market based. We don't shop for health care.
All right. Remember your anger. That's,
you know. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just take a deep breath. Okay. Blood pressure is skyrocketing right now. 19 minutes past the hour. We're back with more of John and Gordy for this Friday morning after these messages from our beloved sponsors.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered? Only God can say. If I had a rocket launcher
Oh, yeah.
It's John and Gordy for a Friday morning, 7:23. Cold temperatures, bundle up. It's just 4 degrees, feels like minus 2, but highs today will get into the mid-20s. Cloudy skies early, maybe a few flurries along the way, and then both Saturday and Sunday, really cold. Five degrees for a high on Saturday and 4 degrees on Sunday. Going to stay cold all weekend. I want to remind you that the key word for this hour is polar for our grown-up gift list text-to-win multi-state contest. Your chance to win $200 today, plus every entry gets you in for one of three grand prizes that are up for grabs, a new snowblower, stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. And when you make an entry by using the Civic Media app and texting the word polar, you got to do that before 8 a.m. this morning, there'll be other keywords at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Good luck to you. You can go to civicmedia.us for more contest details. Okay. Coming up, we're filling in for Rocker this morning. Usually we have him in on Friday mornings with the Max Inc. preview, but we've got a little entertainment preview we'll be doing, and you've brought in some local music, right, to share with us?
I have. I went into my own closet where I have dozens and dozens
of old CDs,
hundreds of thousands,
cassettes,
45s, albums,
LPs.
Cutout albums that I used to buy at the store. And I thought I'd bring a few in. And now, again, these are very old, you know, 60s and 70s stuff. This isn't the new stuff that Rocker brings in most of the time.
This is
here.
Really, really old.
It is.
Old
and
music
from
for old people.
From Wisconsin, groups from Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm not going to make any excuse for picking these songs. I like them, okay? So that's
well, if that's good enough for you, John Peterson.
That's right.
It's good enough for us.
It's good enough for me. Okay, now, boy, this has hit the fan. Fans are accusing FIFA of betrayal over the World Cup ticket prices. For soccer, they're just really angry about this. Ticket prices are just for one. At the bottom is $180. They have raised prices 9 times what they used to be.
Wow!
Just for this particular event, they estimate it'll cost over $3,000 for a family of 4 to attend the soccer matches. So that's how expensive it has gotten. It's just over the
crazy
top. And I think it has a lot to do with the award that they gave to Trump, the Peace Award.
The FIFA Peace Award.
The Daily Show did a little piece on this. Apparently,
they
were covering it live. So let's listen to what happened.
Okay.
All right.
Let's kick things off with the mother of all ceremonies. Say it with me. The FIFA World Cup Draw and Peace Prize Ceremony.
Please welcome the very first winner of the FIFA Peace Prize, the 45th and 47th President of the United States of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
All right. Wow.
Here he comes.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. You know, now that's a trophy that will make you turn your head and cough.
A lot of hands on that thing.
I haven't seen that many hands tickling a Southern Hemisphere since Bible camp.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
But this wasn't just about giving the president some trophy. It was also about giving him a medal and a certificate.
Wow. Three things.
There is also a beautiful medal for you that you can wear everywhere you want to go.
Right now.
Okay. Fantastic. Excellent.
We're putting it on. Great stuff.
Wow, that's fun.
Brilliant.
That's
it's so fun.
Amazing.
So fun. He picked up that medal with all the grace and dignity of a man holding a used condom on his way to the crash.
Amazing.
This brings us to my favorite part of award shows, the acceptance speeches. Especially when the winner thanks their spouse. It is so moving.
I want to thank, by the way, my family, my great first lady, Melania. You're right here, and thank you very much.
Wow.
Emotional.
That is so true. She was right there.
She really was. She was right there.
Yeah, right there.
She was.
There. Who was right there?
She was. Right there.
You know, a lesser husband would say something like, I love you, or you're my rock. But only Donald Trump could state his wife's physical location and then just move on.
That was a beautiful moment. But did you know that the FIFA World Cup draw and peace prize ceremony also contains a World Cup draw?
Stop it!
Uh-huh.
Let's start with the draw. I will just show you how it works. You have to basically mingle the balls a little bit. You can see, I show this for the public, you see? Mingle.
Mingle the balls.
Wow. I haven't seen balls mingled like that since Bible camp.
Oh, my God. Someday they're going to make you stop going to that camp.
Yeah, I would think so. Okay. Desi Leidick is something else.
Yeah, that's
she?
From The Daily Show there. All right. Okay. That's good.
Look, I'm going to ask Joe to stay on the line. We'll get to your call right after this next break here, mm-hmm. and then we'll play some of my... my own music from my closet.
Yes, and we'll have an entertainment preview of what's happening around Madison this weekend. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning after this.
We can change the world. We are ready to change the world.
Like chairs on the Titanic.
Right? Yeah.
To get better. All right. Mm-hmm. It's John and Gordy in the Morning. We're back again.
Yeah.
And let's go to the phones right away. We have Joe, who's been waiting a long, long time.
He's very patient. Thank you for waiting, Joe. Go ahead.
You guys are worth the wait, for God's sake. And waiting, in a doctor's office is something that all of us are familiar with. Or may not be familiar with having to shop for our health care. And if you don't make the right choices, you're just a bad shopper, for
God's
sake. Did you not look at the coupon book?
Right.
I can't stand people who aren't good shoppers. And, I was trying to find some, funny way to get into this from all the times that I had to voice announce flashing blue light specials when I was in retail many years ago.
Wow.
But this, I think John Ossoff said it best, and he had this quote here, and man, it's really worth thinking about. He said, this is the most consequential vote the Senate will take all year. By saying yay or nay to the clerk of the Senate later today, senators will decide whether people live or die. They will decide whether people are financially ruined or have a shot. And he's right on the financially ruined. There's this graphic here that says the number of people who filed bankruptcy because of medical bills from 2001 to 2023. They listed six countries, UK, Japan, Norway, France, and Germany, and the United States.
Yeah.
During that time period, that 22 years, UK zero, Japan zero, Norway zero, France zero, Germany zero, United States 6.5 million people declared bankruptcy because of medical bills. We are insane.
Yes.
We are absolutely insane. If Norway can do it, why can't we? And, the idea that if you're just a better shopper, these bad things won't happen to you.
Right.
Good luck to us all.
Isn't
good luck
amazing?
To us all.
Oh.
Keep beating the drum, you guys. It's really important.
Yeah,
thanks
absolutely.
A lot.
Well, thank you, Joe.
No, thank you.
That.
That's great.
Wow. Yeah, that says it all, doesn't it?
It really is truly an amazing concept that we have to shop around for health care.
I know it. It is crazy.
I don't get it. I really don't. And they don't seem to get it, and they just seem to just keep going for this brass ring where it's all commercial, it's all transactional, it's all free market stuff, and prices will go down, it never will, I'm sure. What insurance company is going to bargain with me alone, my family? Well,
right.
I really think you should do the. You're really pushing us. I guess we'll fold.
Yeah,
we'll give
right.
you a better deal.
Good luck
That's
with that
happen.
Plan.
That's
okay. Let's
All
see.
Right.
It is 7:38. Normally on Friday mornings, John, we welcome in a rocker into the studio with a Max Inc. preview, but he's a little bit under the weather today,
he is,
I understand.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to have to pick up the ball here and run with it.
All right.
That. I'm going to do some entertainment news. It's not like Rocker, but we'll do a little roundup of some things happening around the area. Hit the thing.
All
music.
Right.
There.
What's happening around the area this weekend? Shows and music, comedy, or art? Dancing and singing, and that's just the start. It's John and Gordy.
that I know.
Where do you get the big bucks to hire these people?
Oh, you know.
Man, I tell you.
Oh, you know, we have a little bit of a fund for that.
A slush fund.
Okay, well, here are some things, you know, if you want to get out and about. Friday night, Cargo Coffee at 750 East Washington. They have a holiday blues and jazz thing going on tonight with Dan Kennedy and the Michael Berger Jazz Quartet. That's at Cargo Coffee tonight. Then tomorrow night, Saturday night, it's our friend Art Paul Schlosser with his holiday variety show.
That's right.
Now, that would be something to see. That's at Cargo Coffee tomorrow night. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend and next weekend at the Overture. This is at the Playhouse.
Yes.
The Hello Girls. It's a new American musical. You can go to overture.org to find out more about that. Hello Girls.
Hello Girls.
Yes. At the Burr Oak at 2262 Winnebago. This is happening on the 14th. This is Sunday. Sunday night at 8 o'clock. It's Freddie Johnston and Walter Salas Humara.
Oh, that is great music.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of music.
I'm not sure either.
I assume it's really good. Okay. What else? Oh, at the Gamma Ray Bar.
Yes.
Rocker often talks about Gamma Ray Bar at 121 West Main Street. Tonight, they have three bands. I love the name of these bands. Diet Light. Get this. This is a great name for a band. Excuse me, who are you?
That's an amazing name. Yeah.
I love that, Dave.
Yeah.
Excuse me, who are you? And 10-month summer. They're all playing tonight at Gamma Ray Bar. At the Stoughton Opera House tonight, this is a band that's been around for a long time. I know they're really good. Squirrel Nut Zippers. They're playing tonight. They have a Christmas caravan show.
Yep.
And then Saturday night, it's Amy Mann and Ted Leo with a Christmas show. And then Sunday, at the Stoughton Opera House, it's the Madison Area Concert Handbells. You know, they do those handbell things.
Yeah, the handbells.
Yeah,
yes.
I know you're a big fan of handbell music.
I took up the handbells for a while.
I remember that. You had them all over the house. You had to run all over the living room into the dining room.
I found out if you have them close by,
it's a lot easier.
The song goes a lot
right.
faster.
Yeah.
But
what happened to all those handbells? You haven't done that for a while.
You know, it didn't work with a rock band. For some reason, they would break constantly.
Oh, that's sad. Okay. If you're looking for comedy, hey, Comedy on State. This is two floors below us.
Yes.
Dimitri Martin will be appearing tonight and tomorrow night. And back to the Overture Center.
Yeah.
In the Capitol Theater at the Overture Center, in the Children's Theater there, they're doing A Christmas Carol. At the Overture Center this weekend, and I believe next week too.
What is that? A young kids thing?
Well, it's like the children's theater. They have several theaters in the Overture Center.
Okay.
In the Capitol Theater.
Okay. All right.
They're doing A Christmas Carol.
I thought children were performing a Christmas Carol.
I think there are some kids in it. I don't know. Well, no, I don't know.
Maybe.
What do I know? Just go to overture.com. Okay.
All right.
And then at the Atwood Music Hall at 1925 Winnebago, tonight it's Jeffrey Faukent, and Saturday it's Dessa with Spectaculous. I don't know what those are, but they look really good, and if it's at the Atwood Music Hall, you're going to have a good time.
Remember the old days when we tried to come up with a band name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Going through the list of names?
Yeah.
I had, we thinking about going with the Dylan London Compromise.
Okay. All right.
I
kind of like
works.
That.
So the original one was The Glass Thread.
The Glass Thread.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you have a band name that you rejected and want to pass along to us this morning?
No, I don't.
Okay.
That's it for the entertainment report.
Right.
Hit the music again.
Sorry I brought it up.
Come on. Here we go.
What's happening around the area this weekend? Shows of music, comedy, or art?
Right.
Dancing and singing, and that's just the start. It's John and Gordy's Weekend Entertainment Preview.
Wow. You really hit that note. That's Bobby One Ball, you call him.
That is fantastic.
Know what happened to him.
Oh, hitting that note.
Yeah.
They sure did.
Kind of walks funny.
Well, I'm, I'm going to go into the John Peterson closet of 45s because you know I've got so many records in there.
Yeah.
I would have to call them odd. Yes. I don't want anybody to say, you know, well, John, these you think are good?
Okay. These are just different.
They're all odd. They're all different. But we're going to play them anyway.
What are you going to start with?
Well, we heard part of it this morning on the show, and this is a Milwaukee group. They're called the Citations, and they did this incredibly great instrumental. Let's listen to Moonrays.
Okay.
Moonrays.
Here we go.
All right.
I like it when it's really repetitive like that, over and over again, same thing.
it's really sticks
in your head.
It's a nice instrumental, yes.
No, it's good.
John, I like it.
It's got some good riffs in it.
What's
Go away. All right.
What was the name of that band? The Citations?
The Citations. That's in it. Moonrays, and I played it for you because you're really into the UFO thing
That, yeah.
So let's listen to something a little different. This is the Harvey Scales and the Seven Sounds. Man, they were a great soul group way back when. And this is called the Broadway Freeze.
Okay.
We don't need no music, oh no. Keep on clapping your hands.
Doing the Broadway freeze, isn't that great?
That's cool.
And you would freeze.
Yeah, when the music stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's great stuff. Harvey Scales and the Seven Sounds.
Were they from Milwaukee?
Yes, they were.
Wow.
Yeah, they were really, really a popular band.
Yeah.
And you can tell, I mean, the horns... Great. Okay.
Very
great
good.
Stuff.
Excellent stuff.
We're sounding like Rocker now. We're really sounding like Rocker. Really.
I know. I'm just trying to be like him, you know? Damn.
You got another? Right. We got time for another one
do
here.
Do we have another
we do,
one here?
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't
know. Let's go with I'm a Cheesehead, baby. Okay. I'm a Cheesehead. I don't know who did this, but let's play it anyway.
Okay.
Handful of no dough. We never sleep on Sunday. Reading all the signs. The pack is really bad. And everyone is proud. Down at the local burger shack. Go retrieve a bit from the tapper. With the Johnsonville brat. Go visit the clapper. So take your shirt off when it's 20 below. Sitting in the end zone. We're cheering go, pack, go. Yo, go, hush up. Oh, gosh darn it, don't you know? I'm a cheesehead baby, the pride of Wisconsin.
Eat breakfast, cook it, pie, pie.
Oh, I'm not so typical. I'm a cheesehead baby, the pride of Wisconsin.
Oh, I like this a lot. Who is this again?
I don't know who
You don't know who it is.
Yeah.
I'm a cheesehead, baby. Okay.
Just one of the many Packer songs.
Okay. This is from John Peterson's personal collection, yes, from your closet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Deep, deep in the closet. Okay. Oh, yeah. We'll come back with a few more goodies, and we'll recap the text to win keyword of the hour. It's all coming up on John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's John and Gordy on a Friday morning. Yeah, some great music here from John's closet. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to that in a moment. Want to remind you that you just have a few more minutes for this contest hour to get the keyword in for our grown-up gift list text to win multi-state contest. The keyword is polar. Go to the Civic Media app, enter that in. You could win $200. And you'll be entered in for the grand prize drawings, which we'll do when the contest ends later this evening. And we have three different grand prizes, a new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. And every entry gets you in for that grand prize. So again, the keyword this hour, and you have until 8 a.m. here for polar. There'll be other keywords. 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Again, the keyword is polar. Go to civicmedia.us for contest details. John, I want to just mention one thing real quickly.
Sure.
Jane
sure.
Matinair has her last show today. She's on the Civic Media Network, and you can find her on your app. But today is her last day, 44 years in the broadcast business.
Yeah, she's done a lot.
She's great. And we will miss her. But,
she was part of the group that did the Macarena.
That's
only
right.
It was the Pacarena.
The Pacarena.
She came up with that.
Yeah.
So that's great stuff.
So we wish her all the best.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
All right. I got some more music. Should I play some more music?
I think so. Why not?
I'm going to play Marcus Bulver in The Evil Twins. Marcus passed away a while back, but great musician.
Yeah, they were
great.
Wonderful
songwriter. Just one of the best songwriters in the country, actually. He did this song on our old cable access show, Girls Who Like Girls. Uh-huh. So let's check it out. Here
okay.
it is. One of the only recordings of the band together like that, especially for that particular album that they put out.
Yeah.
And just a great song, and I don't know, just controversial.
That was on our cable access show back in the old days.
Yeah, Media World, right, exactly.
Yeah, fun times.
Okay, I'm going to play something now. This is a bluegrass group.
Oh, hey, Catherine Lake's in the studio.
Look out,
Catherine.
Do your thing.
Okay, do my thing. All right. Well, this is a bluegrass group from Milwaukee. It's called the Monroe Doctrine.
All right.
And it's Late at Night. You'll hear a reference to Wisconsin in it. Let's listen.
Wisconsin sky. turn to sing your last song. Late at night I can still hear your soft country singing with a melody so perfectly alone.
And who's this again? They're called the Monroe Doctrine.
And they were from Milwaukee.
Milwaukee,
yeah. All these are Milwaukee. Yeah.
I didn't hear the word Wisconsin. I didn't hear Wisconsin in there. Did they say Wisconsin?
Yes.
The Cheesehead wanted it before.
Yeah, and in the very beginning, they said Wisconsin Skies.
I love getting into John's closet. This is really fun.
The oldies way
really
back
when. Really fun. Yeah.
A lot of local stuff from Milwaukee and all over Wisconsin.
Yep. You know, the other one was a cover of Beck's Loser, right?
Yes, it was. Beck's Loser.
Hilarious.
It's crazy because I've never heard of these songs at all.
Yeah,
and now you know, I'm going to be adding these to my Spotify playlist here.
Right.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. All right. We only got a minute or so left. You got one more you want to sneak in to wrap up the show? Or?
I could save it for this afternoon.
Oh, good.
It's Bill Campbell.
You're working again this afternoon? When are you going to get off the air?
That's what we
keep
wondering.
When are you going to give up the studio?
I don't know.
Other people want to talk.
Okay. Well, you know, we're giving Tom Hartman a chance to say a few words in between.
Yeah. Okay.
Great weekend.
Well, thank you, Catherine.
So,
you know what? Okay.
Well,
there she goes. let's see. This afternoon we will be talking with Tom Content. Mm-hmm. Is that his real name, really?
That's his real name, you know? It could, you know.
Okay.
I can get confirmation on that. But.
He's going to talk about data centers. You know, that's a hot topic. And Monday on our morning show, we'll be back in the morning. On Monday morning, we will welcome back Mayor Paul Soglin. He'll give us his view on what's happening in the political world and other things.
I know Cam will be listening because, you know, he's very much into the data center information.
Very good.
All right. So we'll talk to Tom Content.
Right? Okay. Very good. And we hope you'll join us this afternoon from 2 until 5 on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. Have a great Friday and a wonderful weekend. So long.
All right.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.